You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the best name in the world of jazz and a leader in the entirety of human music as we know it. Kansas City's own Charlie Yardbird Parker with Dizzy Gillespie on the 1947 song Groovin' High. And it's with this song we start a new hour of Neon Jazz together with a sort of a theme. The name of this hour is Mentors. And in every interview I've ever had with jazz legends, musicians, and authors, Bird has been the one that everybody has admired. His genius changed the world of music and helped usher in the most momentous change in jazz, bebop. Here's Kansas City's Minister of Sound, the director of the Mar Archives, along with being an author of the book Bird and a fine radio host, Chuck Haddock, during a 2013 interview with Neon Jazz. This is what he had to say about Bird.
I don't think we'll ever get tired of Bird. I think Bird is part of our myth. He's an American tragedy, Theodore Dreiser, an American tragedy. Story is a particularly American story of triumph and tragedy, and that attracts us. Also, new generations get introduced to Bird. You know, he was a transitional figure not only in music, but in art. Writers, Jack Kerouac wrote about him. Poets have written about him. There's dances, Alvin Ailey. You know, he's such an influential individual in our culture. He was part of Kansas City. Kansas City was part of him.
From 1935 to 39, Bird toiled in Kansas City with several local jazz and blues bands to hone his art and develop a unique style. From KC, he went on to New York City. During a tumultuous, exhilarating existence on the planet, he created enough stories to last decades, but he only lived until the age of 34, when the rigors of drugs and a rampant lifestyle likely ended it all. And when his death happened in New York City, a thunderclap was heard at the exact same moment. Perhaps irony, metaphor, or simply coincidence. I can't see anything more fitting than going out with a tremendous sound for a man that gave us sounds we never ever heard before and will never hear again. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of legendary Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Armed with a cool collection of mentor-themed music and stories, and I'm sitting next to my best mentor here, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Glad to have had you under my roof. Whenever you talk about it being from the jazz town, that part of Long Introduction, 18th and Vine and all this, I think, in the meantime, we're sitting down here in my basement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which would really shorten the introduction if you just said that.
Well, we were talking about Bob Ross.
We had to trip over the cat pan to get in here.
That's right. That's all right. Well, I think about Bob Ross. Let's just put one more microphone in the studio. What do you say?
That's right. This is our little world. We can do whatever we want.
And let's put one more little cloud up here. And that next cloud, the next cat on this show, is the impeccably cool legend on the Hammond B3, Dr. Lonnie Smith. And man, that would have been a great soundtrack for Bob Ross. Here he is with the 2009 song Come Together off his album Rise Up.
Oh, great day, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dino.
That was the very talented local KC Hammond B3 man, Chris Hazleton, along with his Boogaloo 7 with the 2014 song, The Grand Avenue, Get Down, played right off a crisp, cool 45 vinyl. And Chris learned plenty from the ultimate guru of the Hammond B3, Dr. Lonnie Smith. Since moving back to Kansas City in 2009, Chris has made some tasty jazz waves with his mates Danny Embry and Kenny Frazee. hitting the local scene and releasing quality albums along the way. Our next collection of Mentor Magic comes from one of the coolest cats from Canada playing that jazz. Here is the late trumpeter and bandleader Maynard Ferguson back in 1956 with the song The Wailing Boat. And did this man ever know how to wail with that tremendous power and precision on the horn? Dig it.
We'll be right back.
That was the great trombonist Reggie Watkins, who joined Maynard Ferguson's band in 1999, performing thousands of shows and educational workshops over 6 years as a musical director, arranger, and soloist. During that time, Reggie learned and laughed quite a bit with Maynard. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Reggie talked about the bravado Maynard had on the tour bus before and after the show. But there was one story that included the great Frank Sinatra that is one of the best jazz stories I have ever been told. Take a listen.
So Maynard Ferguson found himself living in Los Angeles, but he was on staff for Paramount Studios as a musician. And at the time he was single,
became acquainted with a young lady that was known to be one of Frank Sinatra's girls, and meaning that it was one of his girlfriends that he kept, so to speak. He's maybe had a partner for her, so on and so forth. I guess they just spent some time with her, and one day he's in his Hollywood Hills home practicing, and he gets a knock on the door. So he goes to the door, and at the door is this gigantic Italian man with a record in his hand, and he asked him to sign the record. So Maynard signs the record, and he says, okay, so what are you here for? He says, Frank sent it. And Maynard's response was, Frank who? Knowing damn well who he was talking about.
Oh, my God.
And he became irritated that Frank had sent somebody to his house. So immediately he started with the Frank who, you know. He said, well, look, first thing says, that's Frank's girl. And, you should stay away. And looks at the guy and says, I tell you what, tell Frank to go bleep himself. And slammed the door in the guy's face. Okay. So what's to become of it? Fast forward to a television shoot for a Frank Sinatra special. And Maynard's in the band. He's in the studio. And he said, honestly, he was wondering what was going to happen because he knew he thought, well, what was I doing talking with this guy's wife? And apparently then the only exchange that they ever had after that was Frank came by and Maynard's there on stage and says, you got a lot of balls, kid. And that's all he got.
Sometimes all you need in life is guts and good stories. Our next act on this hour of Mentor Jazz is another titan of cool on the jazz keys. Here's pianist Bud Powell with the 1961 song Thelonious, sending out an ode and another lesson to all of our jazz ears and good, solid playing.
Thank you.
Martley, Kansas City jazz pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the mysterious and alluring Romanian guitarist and composer Django Reinhardt with the tune Swing Guitars off a 1937-49 compilation CD of all of his action. Django is usually regarded as one of the greatest guitar players of all time and was the first European jazz musician who made major contributions to the development of the entire guitar genre. His lore was memorialized in many ways over the years, but probably most popularly in 1999, Woody Allen with his film Sweet and Lowdown. The comedy drama set in the 1930s profiled a fictional jazz guitarist named Emmett Ray, played by Sean Penn, who regards himself as the second greatest guitarist in the world after the icon Django. He falls in love with a mute woman, and from there, the story unfolds. Here's Emmett Ray with all of his fictional goodness with the 1999 song Blue Tryst from the film Sweet and Lowdown. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Johnny Carson's right-hand music man, pop and jazz trumpeter Doc Severinsen, with the 1967 song Más Que Nada off his Swinging and Singing EP. Since he left The Tonight Show, he has remained consistently active in both the studio and on the road, and he has been a profound influence on all the musicians that he's been around. One such cat is Dallas, Texas bass drummer Stockton Helbing. During an interview with Neon Jazz in 2014, Stockton talked glowingly about the influence Doc had on himself and everyone he shared the stage with. In that vein, these days Stockton maintains a busy schedule of performing, recording, and teaching around North America, and he has released 5 albums to this date. This is him in 2007 with the song A Certain Amount of Indiscretions off the For Nothing Is Secret EP.
This is jazz drummer Stockton Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That was a song from a man that was one of jazz's greatest mentors, with perhaps his most famous song, a jazz anthem of sorts, What a Wonderful World. Recorded by Louis Armstrong and released as a single in 1967, Armstrong's recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999, and originally this tune was intended as an antidote for the increasingly racial and politically charged climate of everyday life in the USA.
And it was also released again as a single heard in Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams,
which is likely the version that we just heard right
yes,
now.
Yes, that was the mix for the movie.
Right on. Great film. Our last track on this hour of Mentor Jazz is from another cat that has been a mentor all over the music map and an icon in jazz, Miles Davis. For over six decades, he donned the world with his cool and a jazz catalog that is unmatched for power, diversity, and intensity. Here's Miles in 1957 with the tune Bye Bye Blackbird off one of the greatest albums that he ever released, Roundabout Midnight. And with that, we need to be that Bye Bye Bird and get on out of here. Thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, a true mentor, and one cool bird, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Mentor this.
Yeah, that's right, pal. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. We'd love to know what you want to hear, and we'd just love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most, baby.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. The
Another one in the can there, Joe. Good job. Good job.
Well, mentor, thank you. It was nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You have accomplished a phenomenal amount. Very often I get the credit for the work you do. And then when something goes haywire, you have to try to figure out how to clean it up.
Neon Jazz.